Nolte, Can Poster Features First Lady Carrying Donald Trump's Severed Head. By John Nolte on May 21, 2019. A movie up for sale at the Cannes Film Festival's market features a poster that shows Melania Trump carrying Donald Trump's severed head. It's a real movie titled When Women Rule the World, and it stars a Melania Trump lookalike who plays a character in the movie named Maria Putin, har har. The poster's tagline reads, "Meet the First Lady of the Future with her heads of state." In one hand, Maria Putin carries what looks like a zombie head. In the other, she cradles President Trump's head complete with his Make America Great Again hat. Naturally, the leftist Hollywood Reporter, THR, is thrilled over this and selling its Obama-loving soul to convince us an obvious piece of low-rent garbage is actually serious and important satire. Watch the trailer and then read THR's propagandist attempt to convince a buyer at Cannes to pick it up. THR tells us not to be fooled by the B-movie poster. Don't be fooled by the B-movie style poster. In an interview with THR, director Sheldon Silverstein says the film is a high-concept sci-fi satire with socio-political themes that align with movements like #MeToo and Time's Up and contain storylines that comment on toxic masculinity. He describes a key plot point: Donald Trump gets in a fight with Putin over who has the biggest penis, and he pushes a button that starts World War III. It's kind of crazy. The film has a consciousness and has something to say about what's going on in the world, Silverstein notes. Like Griffin, Silverstein shares a disdain for the current commander-in-chief. He's a moron and doesn't care about the environment. It's all about money to him, he tells THR. It's a shame he got elected and, this movie, is a put-down on all of that. Silverstein is in Cannes showing footage of the film and searching for distribution partners. Everybody seems to like it so far, he says of the 90-minute film. In the movie's favor are all the hot chicks in tight bikinis, except for the one who looks like a guy. Hey, I'm all for artistic freedom. It's totally fine with me if someone wants to make a movie featuring the president's severed head. But that's because I'm driven by principle, by the American ideal of free speech and artistic expression, as opposed to partisan politics. I not only want everyone to tell us what is on their minds, to be honest about what they believe, I want them to be free to do so without fear of any kind of social sanction, boycott, or blacklist. Let the free market decide. The problem, though, is that propaganda outlets like THR disagree. You see, what is very important satire when Trump's severed head is featured would suddenly become a dangerous and racist incitement to violence if it were Obama's severed head. Remember that poor bastard who made the innocence of Muslims? You remember, he was Obama's patsy for the September 11, 2012, Benghazi attack where four Americans were left to die, including our ambassador. Remember how Obama needed to blame anyone but himself and Hillary for the attack? So this poor guy was arrested in the middle of the night and sentenced to a year in prison. Here's how THR defended his artistic freedom. Oh, wait, THR never did. When the left does it, it's art. When the right does it, it's hate, bigotry, and violence. But to defend its championing of When Women Rule the World, THR spends a couple opening paragraphs praising comedian Kathy Griffin for publishing that photo 2 years ago where she also carried Trump's bloody and severed head. What she did, THR informs us, was kickstart a politically charged dialogue that spread beyond the world of comedy that begged the question, how far is too far? Oh, my, yes, a vital how far is too far debate from the same Hollywood Reporter that has said nothing in defense of those being buried alive during this fascist woke wave hitting Hollywood and the tech world. In today's culture, people on the political right are second-class citizens who do not enjoy the same rights as the beautiful people on the left. Leftists can say and do whatever they like, they can express themselves however they like. But if we do the same, we're blacklisted, punished, deplatformed, blackballed, slapped with a scarlet letter. I wish the filmmaker behind When Women Rule the World all the luck in the world. But I despise and resent the Animal Farm Affirmative Action Program instituted by our news media, entertainment industry, tech lords, and academia that give him more rights than the rest of us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.